CBS News, I'm Bill Vitka. Republican vice presidential candidate Dan Quayle is off the campaign trail for a few days. He's in Washington for intense grooming on national campaigning. Quayle said little about his military record today, but George Bush said he was not hesitant about his selection of Quayle.
In him, we have a man that is 41 years old, that did serve in the National Guard with pride and with honor.
Bush appeared to be outspoken in defense of Quayle. On his way to Chicago, Bush said his running mate had been thrown into a hornet's nest. He said the debate over the National Guard was unfair because of the extremely troubled times of the Vietnam era. Bush also said he's got to take the heat when it comes to Quayle. Bush went to the Windy City, where tomorrow he will address the veterans of foreign wars. While Bush is in Chicago, he may hope the controversy surrounding Quayle's military record will stay in Washington like Quayle. Michael Dukakis and his running mate Lloyd Benson had no public schedules today. For a second day, the ceasefire between Iraq and Iran was still holding. There were even signs of normalcy. One UN truce supervisor brought back one of the first eyewitness accounts of the two countries turning from war to a ceasefire.
Not a lot of people are carrying weapons. Everybody's moving around freely, walking up on ridges, which you wouldn't do in a time of war or hostility.
Are there white flags?
Yes, there are white flags on the positions as such.
Any hostility? Signs of hostility?
Not at all.
The truce supervisor said when the ceasefire formally began, Iranian soldiers came forward with and offered flowers to the Iraqis. The Iraqis gave them water in return. It may be that a few good men can't keep secrets. An internal Navy report says the Marine Corps has carelessly exposed tens of thousands of military documents to possible compromise by failing to safeguard classified information. The Marines Major Ron Stokes admits some documents should have been locked up, but says nothing big ever got out.
We feel that there's nothing that's ever been, where we've compromised anything which would have any information which under conditions would present a risk to national security. So we feel very good about our security program.
The Navy audit says the Marines are at a loss to account for some 60,000 classified documents. A fire in the locomotive of an Amtrak passenger train forced the evacuation of its passengers and blocked the New York-Washington rail corridor tonight. There were some 172 people aboard the Metroliner, train 123. No one was injured, but trains in both directions went nowhere because power to the overhead electrical line was cut to allow firefighters to battle the blaze. It's not clear when normal train service would be restored. An earthquake in the Himalayas is blamed for the deaths of hundreds of people in Nepal and India. Houses and roads have been destroyed. Communication with the outside world is difficult, and in the hardest hit areas, virtually impossible. At 3 minutes past the hour, this is CBS News.
Take control. Take control of your career, the money you make, your working environment. How? With the National Business Employment Weekly. Every week it brings you the best career opportunities available all across the country. Great jobs. Professional, managerial, technical. Paying from $25,000 a year to $250,000. Write a resume that gets results. Handle interviews confidently. Negotiate a salary you can be proud of. Be successful in dealing with a difficult boss. Getting raises. Marketing yourself. The National Business Employment Weekly shows you how to take control of your career, and it's published by the Wall Street Journal. Ask for it at your newsstand, or if you prefer, you can have the next 8 issues sent to you by first class mail for $35. Call toll free in the continental U.S. 800-228-5500. That's 800-228-5500, except in Nebraska. Major credit cards accepted. The National Business Employment Weekly. Don't make a career move without it.
The 36-day-old fast of farm labor leader Cesar Chavez is over. He began the fast to protest pesticide use and to call attention to a table grape boycott. The hunger strike ended at a mass in Delano, California. Chavez was joined there by the widow and sons of Robert Kennedy and by Jesse Jackson, who said he would fast for 3 days in a show of strength for the Chavez effort. Solidarity raised the ante in Poland. Leaders of the outlawed trade union have called for a strike Monday in the Gdańsk shipyard, which was the birthplace of Solidarity. The move to Gdańsk came as the government refused an earlier offer of talks to try to defuse nationwide labor unrest. Helen Hayes was rushed to a hospital by helicopter in Colorado. Her heartbeat had become irregular. The 81-year-old actress was visiting her son, James MacArthur, in Crested Butte. Her doctor in Grand Junction, where she was treated, blamed altitude. Hayes was 10,000 feet above sea level. She was said to be conscious at all times and in pain at no time. I'm Bill Vitka, CBS News.